We continue with lesson number 39 in our study of Mishnayos Meseches Menachos. Today we will conclude the 11th Perek, learning Mishnah 9 of Perek 11, Perek Gedal of Mishnah Tes, and we will also begin the 12th Perek and learn Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Aleph. First, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Tes. We have later learned back in Mishnah Beis of our Perek several days ago that baking the Shtei Alechem for Shavuos and the Lechem Haponim for each Shabbos, that baking was not Doche Shabbos. As we will now see, according to the prevailing opinion, not only is that baking not Doche Shabbos, but it is not Doche Yom Tov, even though baking for ordinary purposes is permissible on Yom Tov, Ochel Nefesh. However, the Gemara in Meseches Psochim, Daf Mem Zayin, understands the Pasuk in Parshas Bo, which reads, Ach asher yeyochel l'chol nefesh, hu levado yeyoseh lochem, that when we cook for ourselves, this is permissible on Yom Tov. However, that is lochem, when we cook for ourselves, for yourselves, for ordinary purposes. But lochem velo legavoa, cooking, baking in this case, for higher purposes, for the purposes of the korban lechem haponim, or the korban shtei alechem, is not doche Shabbos. So therefore, the actual baking of the shtei alechem had to be done erev Yom Tov of Shavuos. The Mishnah now says, Shtei halechem ne'echolos ein pochos mishanayim. The Shtei halechem is never eaten earlier than the second day after it's baked. V'lo yoser al shlosha, nor is it ever eaten later than the third day after it is baked. Ketzat, how does that happen? Ne'efos me'erev yom tov v'ne'echolos b'yom tov l'shnayim. If Shavuos falls on an ordinary day of the week, Shavuos, for example, on a Wednesday. So then, the Shtei Alechem are baked on Tuesday. The Shtei Alechem are eaten on Wednesday. Wednesday is the second day after it's baked. Chol Yom Tov Lios Acha HaShabbos. However, if Yom Tov of Shavuos falls on a Sunday, then you can't bake the Shtei Alechem You can't bake the Shtei HaLechem Erev Yom Tov, because Erev Yom Tov is Shabbos. So you have to bake the Shtei HaLechem Erev Shabbos, Friday. In that case, Chol Yom Tov Lios Achar HaShabbos Ne'echalos L'Shlosha. You bake the Shtei HaLechem on Friday. Shabbos, nothing happens. Sunday, the Kohanim eat the Shtei HaLechem, the third day after it is baked. That's with Shtei HaLechem. In the case of Lechem Haponim, which are placed upon the Shulchan on Shabbos number one, and first consumed on the eighth day, meaning on the second Shabbos a week later, the Lechem Haponim Ne'echol Ein Pochos Mitisha. It is never eaten less than the ninth day after it is baked. V'lo Yoser Al Achad Asor, nor is it ever eaten after the 11th day after it is baked. Ketzad, how does that happen? Ne'efe be'erev Shabbos v'ne'echal b'Shabbos l'sisha. On ordinary Shabbos most of the year, the lechem haponim are baked erev Shabbos on Friday, but they're not eaten until the following Shabbos, which is the ninth day after they are baked. Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos again. That's 9 days later, the ninth day after it is baked. Chal yom tov lihios erev Shabbos. Suppose, however, the Friday when you were about to bake the lechem haponim for the following week turned out to be Yom Tov, Pesach, or whatever, ne'echal asoro. So then you would first bake the lechem haponim. You'd bake the lechem haponim on Thursday, and it would be eaten on the 10th day if it was baked. Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Suppose shnei yomim tovim shel Rosh Hashanah. Suppose you had that the Thursday and the Friday were Rosh Hashanah. So you can't bake it on the Friday nor on the Thursday. You first baked it on the Wednesday. In such a case, ne'echal la'achad osor. In such a case, you would bake the lechem haponim on Wednesday and first eat it the Shabbos afterwards, which would be on the 11th day after it was baked. Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos again. Rashi, here on the Gemara, which comments on this Mishnah, asks the question, at that second Shabbos, Thursday and Friday, Rosh Hashanah, so that following Shabbos is Yom Kippur. So what are the Kohanim doing eating the Lechem Haponim on Yom Kippur? Rashi points out that they wouldn't eat it on the Shabbos, but rather Motsoi Shabbos. And Motsoi Shabbos would not be considered Sunday, because when we come to matters of Kodeshim, Halayla Holech Achar Hayom, unlike everything else, where day follows night, when it comes to Kodeshim, to things which happen in the Beis HaMikdash, night follows day. So therefore, the night Motsoi Shabbos, of the second Shabbos, which is Yom Kippur, is considered the 11th day after it was baked. V'eino docha lo es haShabbos for lo es Yom Tov. The main point being that the baking of the lechem, the shtei lechem, or the lechem aponim, cannot be done on Shabbos and not on Yom Tov. However, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Haskan. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says in the name of Rabbi Shimon, the son of the Skan, the son of the vice Kohen Gadol, Doches Yom Tov, Eino Doches Yom Tzom. That the baking of the Shtei Lechem, or the Lechem Haponim, was Doche Yom Tov. He does not understand the Pasuk which reads, Hu Levado Yoseh Lochem, to mean lochem only for secular purposes, for ordinary purposes, and not l'gavoha, not for the Beis HaMikdosh, for the baking of the korbanos, but rather he understands lochem to mean lochem v'lo lanochrim. You can bake it for Jewish consumption, but you can't bake on Yom Tov for the consumption of a non-Jew. But you can bake on Yom Tov for the consumption, so to speak, consumption with quotation marks around it, consumption of the higher authorities, in this case, consumption of the Kohanim, to eat the Shtei HaLechem with the Lechem Aponim. V'eino doches Yom Tzom, he agrees that the baking of the Shtei HaLechem with the Lechem Aponim could not be doche Yom Kippur. So if Yom Kippur would fall on an Erev Shabbos, indeed, it would not be permissible to bake the Lechem Aponim on that Yom Kippur. You would have to bake it Erev Yom Kippur. We now begin the 12th perek. The halacha is, a bit of background, that if a korban, an animal korban, is kadosh kedushas haguf, the korban has been designated to be a korban ola, a korban shlomim, or whatever, so ein lo pidyon, you can't redeem it. Once it's kadosh kedushas haguf, that's the way it must remain, and it cannot be redeemed to become chulin. That cannot happen. However, if a mum should befall the behemoth gets one of those blemishes which disqualifies it from being a korban, then it can be redeemed. And if you take money and exchange the money for the animal which is now a bal mum, that money has a certain sanctity to it, but the animal does not. The animal is now redeemed and can be used for chulin purposes. This is derived from the Pasuk in Parshas Bechukosai. That's Vayikra, Perek Chof Zayin, Psukim Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, which reads, V'im kol behemot tumeya asher lo yakrivu mimenu korban lashem. In this case, behemot tumeya means a cow or a goat or a sheep or whatever, or a cow or a goat or a sheep, which has been designated to be a korban, but which became a balmum, which developed a certain type of blemish, so it no longer can be a korban, and in that sense is a behemot tumeya. V'heemides ha-behemo lefnei ha-kohen v'heerich ha-kohen oso. It becomes subject to what's called ha-amodo v'ha-arocho. Namely, you take the animal, which really is fairly healthy. It simply has a nick in its ear. It has a a certain type of a tumor in its eye, etc. So it can still stand and actually can be eaten for non-carbon purposes. And you stand that animal up and it is evaluated by the Kohen to see how much it is worth so that we can determine the amount of money which has to be set aside for Pidyon to redeem it. That's called ha'amoda, having the animal stand up, for ha'arocha, and having the animal be assessed. This is true, that once a behema no longer has kedushas ha'guf, but rather only kedushas domim, it's not intrinsically sacred, but its value is sacred, so you could take the value and transfer it from the animal onto money. However, our mission discusses not animal karbanos, but the types of karbanos we've been discussing in this maseches, and those are hamenochos, the components of a karbon mincha, which include, as we know, flour and oil, v'hanisochim, which includes, of course, wine, shenitmu, if they become tomei, they become touched by a sheretz, for example, ad shelo kitshon bakli, if they became tomei, before they were sanctified by being placed into a holy temple vessel, yesh lohem pidyon, then they can be redeemed. However, by the way, if they have not become tomei, even though they have not been placed into a holy vessel, they cannot be redeemed because of the principle of kol ha-ra'uy la-mizbeach, eino yotze midei mizbeach la'olam. Once something is ra'uy la-mizbeach, in this case, these menochos and the sochem are not tomei, even though they've not yet been sanctified by being placed into a kli shoreis, they must be brought upon the Mizbeach. There's no way to redeem them. But if they become Tomei, A, and B, they have not yet been placed in the Kli Shoreis, then they can be redeemed. However, Mishe Kodshu Bakli, once they have been sanctified by being placed into a temple vessel, Ein Lohem Pidyon, then even if they subsequently become Tomei, they can never be redeemed. But what was done with them if they become tamei? They are burnt, as any other korban which becomes tamei is burnt. They're just burnt and destroyed, and they're not used, nor can their value be transferred to money, to pidyon. The Mishnah concludes and says there are the following categories of korbanos which can never, under any circumstances, be redeemed, and they are ha'ofos, the pigeons, the torim of B'nei Yonah, which have been designated to become korbanos, and then they became ba'alei mumim, in a way that they can no longer be used upon the Mizbeach, and ofos can become ba'alei mumim if they are mechusore eiver, if the wing is chopped off, or a leg is missing, etc., so they're very, very defective, and then they can't be a korban. Nevertheless, they can't be redeemed. V'ho'etzim, wood, designated to be used for the wood upon the Mizbeach, cannot become redeemed. V'halavona, incense, which has been designated for use in the temple, in the Beis HaMikdash, for various purposes we've been learning, cannot be redeemed. Uchli shores, the various temple vessels, once they're sanctified, even if they become posel or tamei, they cannot be redeemed. Ein lahem pidyon, shalom ne'emar, because there is no verse in the Torah which allows the redemption of these objects. The verse only applies to the korbanos of animals, which we learned about in our introduction, or to menachos and nesochim shenitmu ad shelo kitchon bechli, as we've learned earlier in this Mishnah. Otherwise, the possibility, the option of pidyon is only elo behema, is only for animal korbanos who have become ba'alei mum, who have developed one of the blemishes which disqualifies them from a korban. And so we have completed the first mission of the 12th Perek, and in the process concluded lesson number 39.